systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, April 5th, 2010. My name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
That's right. It's episode 332. Thank you guys so much for being with us. The Big Monday Show. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/live is where you should be doing that. Or the Ustream app for your mobile devices. Got a live phone call number for you, 406-204-4687. Give us a call. Say hi. Say what's up. Say hey.
I hate you.
How you doing?
You could say you hate us. Whatever.
Yeah. Do you hate us? Call us. Tell us why. I don't care.
Lines are open.
That's right. So how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
Now, it wasn't recorded. A little special thing for the live listeners. Performed a little live hip-hop form. I was... Famous is just an awesome beat. I found it, and we were talking the other day, and I was like, I really would like to buy this beat, because it is. It's really good. Crowds at the bars love it. The people that got the album, that's one of their favorite songs.
Chicks love to dance to it, dude.
That's
I love to dance to it.
They love the part where I call them all the same and MySpace bitches and all that shit. They love it. Can't get enough of it.
Yeah, so. Okay.
So, yeah, we did the little pre-show. Started out doing Famous. Just a little live.
I backed you up there for you.
You did. You back up nicely.
I do.
And then,
I know all the damn words.
This might want to make you listen to the live shows, because that won't be on the podcast, but we also
Nibbling
did that.
Said, made my dick get hard.
Hey, make my dick get hard, just rapping it for y'all, so good.
And Doug
good
said he wanted to have your babies, because
you were
that good.
I saw that.
Yeah, yeah.
I would probably put out more than what Doug's getting right now,
anyway.
To have my babies. But, then we came back in after our little smoke, you know how we do, and did that new song. That new song.
We did. And,
hey, guess who remembered the words this time?
I did, too.
Yeah, we both did.
Yay.
Right on. Yay for us. So, yeah, you know, something, a little something for the live listeners. We'll be doing that as I'm writing new songs and getting them memorized for the rap stuff.
I might just drop them for you guys pre-show.
We might just drop one here every now and then.
A little constructive criticism.
You know,
it's good.
Yeah. So
everyone Plus, seems... this isn't a screaming drunk bar crowd, so...
Right, so you guys actually heard the words. I couldn't just be like, yeah, blah,
fuck yeah,
blah, 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 you know, so it's cool. I enjoy it.
Fuck yeah.
So I woke up this morning, and guess what I have?
What?
Android 2.1, nigga. Everyone in the, well, I don't know everyone, but if you're on Verizon and you have a Droid, check the update. You may have 2.1 waiting for you, and I'll tell you something. 2.1, I was kind of worried because it was made for the Nexus 1, which is twice as fast as the Droid.
Uh-huh.
It runs so smooth.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I locked the cat out.
I'll
get apologize
it.
For that. Thank you. But yeah, man, it's it's great. I like it. The live wallpapers are so cool, but I can see where the Nexus One hardware would be important to have, because they kind of lag the phone a little bit, so you can't. They're cool to look at and mess with, but I don't suggest using them, because your phone will just slow down and grind to a halt, a slow, pitiful, sad halt.
It is cool, though. It's very
but
cool.
They are cool, and there's a lot of other things they fixed. The keyboard now has a voice button on it, so you can hit it, and you can talk to it, and it'll type out. I was messing with that today. It's actually really responsive.
Cool.
It's hooked up to their web network, so anyone that's ever used Google 411, Google Voice, all that stuff goes into a database and trains the voice recognition.
The cat's
so,
trying to go back out the door.
Fuck the cat.
Now.
The cat can go.
And she did. She did, and I locked it.
The cat can do
conniving
that.
Conniving bitch.
Ian Daddy Bone says, does the cat have a Droid? The cat has my Droid. Yeah, Doug. Doug got it. And that's a Snibbler said, fuck, I just want 2.0 on my Aeris. You can get 2.0 on your Aeris, but you have to root the system. And I don't know if you want to do that or not, because you can. There's a good possibility of bricking your phone, which means it's about as good as a brick, is where that comes from. But I heard that they are working on getting 2.0 out to the Aeris users. I don't know if they'll get 2.1 for it, but you should be getting 2.0 sometime soon. So just a little geek stuff. I thought that was cool because we've been waiting for that. I mentioned it like in February. I was like, we're supposed to get 2.1 this week. And now it's like fucking.
You got 2.1, guys.
Guys.
You got 2.1 on my phone. I'm going to go ahead and stitch this into my arm.
I had 2.01, but now I have 2.1. It's so great.
Shut the fuck up.
Anyway,
stop using it.
TheJamHole.com/YouTube. We have a little video we made for Grizzly Jacks from last Thursday. This one, it's more of a internet commercial to what we
just
want
show
is
show you the hype that's down
this
there.
This is what the fuck we do on a Thursday. Basically, we go there.
I have some fucking fun on the Thursday.
This is the crowd we're rocking. This is us doing some hip hop. This is us live emceeing the dance contest.
And just that's me making my arm extremely tired, videotaping the entire thing.
Doug says, I want to go to Grizzly Jack's. I know. The name makes it sound like a gay bar for bears.
Bears
to the front. But it is not. If you watch that video at thejamhole.com/YouTube, it's the most recent video we've uploaded. You will see that it is absolutely not gay bar. There is some hot chicks dancing. And like I said, this is a video that just incorporates everything from that night, from start to us rapping, to everyone dancing, to the dance contest, and then the end. So I have actual videos. You can see the part where it's like Matt, FOS, we're rapping that famous song that we just performed for you guys pre-show.
Right.
I have the whole clip of that, so I'm going to edit that up and put that up probably not tonight, but hopefully tomorrow. And then I got some more good shots of the actual dance contest and stuff. Doug says really hot chicks, and they're drunk. They are drunk,
really,
and you'll
drunk.
See in the commercial, the one of our friendly neighborhood bartenders helping us out with that, you know?
Yeah,
hey,
just, hey,
who wants
some liquid courage
here
right
you
here?
Go.
Right here.
Down the hatch. Down the fucking hatch.
I had to be
hatch.
Like, no, I don't want that. Please keep moving forward.
Yeah, you can totally hear her being like, no, I don't want any part of that.
Well, Ashley was right next to me. She's like, go get some. I'm like, no, I don't want any of that. I'm good. I don't want that. No, fuck. Plus, you know, I'm trying to videotape and keep everything going smoothly and not, like, drop the camera or,
Snibbler
like, film
says,
people's feet. So I don't need to be drunk.
Snibbler says, is it Backdoor Sluts 9 hot? My friend, it's Backdoor Sluts 10 hot. That's right.
Unless
10.
You get some ugly people up there.
Well, it's give and take. It's hit and miss. But
yeah.
I would like
crowd
to mention
every Thursday night, though, so it's always different.
And I would like to say that out of all of the bars and everywhere I've ever been, we have the hottest chicks up there. I've never seen that many beautiful women all wanting to get that drunk to shake their asses for us. And for that, I thank you, women.
Well, it all takes them to see one of them go out, which is
well, that's
funny.
What you're there for.
Oh, yeah. I'm
you're
just
the
prop.
You're the hoe wrangler.
I'm the hoe wrangler.
Would you rather be called the prop or the hoe wrangler? The hoe wrangler. That's what we'll call you. The hoe wrangler.
Just don't call me the wrangler.
We have the episode of tonight's name. The name of tonight's episode.
The hoe wrangler?
The hoe wrangler.
Thanks for stopping to write that down.
Just trying to save myself a little time, that's all.
No big deal. It's okay.
So,
no, I love it. It's a lot of fucking fun.
And
so.
We do good, right?
I
mean, not even just me, because like I said, last Thursday was the second time I've ever done that. So we're getting better. They fucking are really good. They rock that crowd. And for me to be able to get in on that and get a piece of that, it's just awesome. And that's why I wrote in that song, like, the just being up here gets my blood pumping. And it does, dude. Just being in front of that crowd and feeling that energy, it's just, it's mind-blowing. If it wasn't for that energy, I probably wouldn't have freestyled last time.
Right, yeah.
But yeah,
know,
so like
cool.
I said, check it out, thejamhole.com/YouTube. That's basically just an overview, and then we'll be putting up more videos throughout the week of that. The other thing I did want to mention, some people have been asking because of this whole drama for your mama business, are we still giving away the Keith and the Girl books? Absolutely. I told you guys there is a contest, thejamhole.com/contest. It will end April 15th. Nothing has changed. I have the book, so it's not like anyone was like, well, fuck you, I'm not sending these books. Bruh. You know, I have them. They're autographed. They're ready to go. So go to thejamhole.com/contest. You'll see all the info there and how to do it. You have to be a member of thejamhole.com/forums. And all that. You got an interesting email today. Did you want to read that?
No? I can pull it up.
Okay, pull that up. And the other thing I did want to mention here while she's pulling that up, April 20th, as you guys all know, we are rocking a show in Spokane, Washington. Hieroglyphics are going to be there. I actually had the flyer. I don't know where the fuck it's at, but A-plus and Odeo from Hieroglyphics are going to be there. There's going to be a bunch of techno, drum and bass music, a bunch of hip-hop. It's mostly hip-hop focused. And a couple people emailed, and they're like, are you going on the weekend, or are you just going up for the show? And we were just going to go up for the show, but we have a chance to do a live jam hole, live audience show in Spokane. So
I'm going to be in Spokane for my birthday?
Yes.
Okay.
April 17th is a Saturday. We will be leaving here to go to Spokane. We'll be staying there Sunday. Monday, we will be doing a live audience jam hole episode. Anyone that wants to come out, if you guys are there, if you're in the area, come party with us. It'll be at our friend's apartment, so we're just going to do it there. He's got a 3-bedroom apartment that's just him living in. So if you guys want to come over, party, stay the night, it'll be cool. Email info@thejamhole.com and RSVP. Let us know you're coming, because this is a private kind of thing. This isn't going to be at a bar. This isn't going to be at, you know, a venue or anything. This is going to be us doing a live show at our friend's apartment with any people that want to come hang out with us. So that's going to be Monday, April 19th. Then Tuesday, April 20th, is the live show in Spokane for the hip hop. That's going to be Hieroglyphics. FOS is going to be there. That's me, Lyrical, Papa Pill. And there's I'll put up the flyer, but there's a ton of people being there. It's at a huge paintball assault arena.
Oh, yeah?
There's going to be like 5 different rooms, hip-hop, drum and bass, all this amazing shit. It's going to be a great time. So come up Monday or even Saturday, Sunday. Come hang out with us. We're going to go do some Falfin. We're going to just kind of hang out in Spokane and, you know, party it up with
come
our
up
friend.
Come up for my birthday, if anything
it's
else.
It's Dana's fucking birthday.
Fucking
A. Christ, that's what, the 19th?
Yep.
It's your birthday on the Monday show.
Yep.
So we will be having a fucking party. We'll have plenty
it's
of weed.
My birthday. I'll got be some, 24.
Some drinks. You're getting old.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to trade you in for the new model.
Everybody's asking me in the chat what I want for my birthday.
Thejamhole.com/donate would
money
help.
Money is great. If you're like in town, like Charlie Clown or whatever, gift certificates for Sportsmen. Awesome. I love fishing shit. Snappies. Fucking Walmart. Doesn't matter. I'll
or thejamhole.com. Check out one of our 3 wish lists. We have an Amazon, a BHP, and
I want fishing stuff.
Newegg. You could get us that little pinhole DVR camera, and we could make some amazing shit. I'm
or
telling
you.
Or
you can send me a little something something in the mail that you shouldn't send through the mail. But
not
I would
cocaine,
love if you did
because
send
I will
it in
take
the mail.
It. I will take it from you.
Yeah, wrap it really tight, put it in a little box,
Jesus
and put
Christ.
It in like 12 other
Can you
big
not
boxes?
Teach people how to traffic drugs on the Jam Hole podcast, please? Fucking Christ, dude.
Send me cool stuff. It's awesome. Or thejamhole.com.
Doug says
Tony.
Cool stuff, like a 12-inch dong?
No,
something like
I already
that.
Have one of those.
No more big, disgusting dildos, if you please.
Yeah, nah. Send me a birthday card or something. That would be cooler.
Because the one up there is getting kind of gross, so... we would appreciate that.
Charlie Clown says she's pro Fisher. What a
yeah,
odd
I'm not. I'm pro rapping and technology, and she's pro having
he
sex
says,
with me and doing drugs.
He says techno geek plus wilderness Fisher girl
equals the motherfucking jam.
Yeah, so I don't know. If you guys want to send me shit, send me like gift certificates for fishing stores or just money.
Oh, Nolly Zundead says so little disgusting dildos. That'll work.
No.
Fuck off. Thank
anyway,
you.
Anyway, so I have this email here.
So anyway, like I was saying, that'll be damn your it. Birthday, the live jam hole up April 19th, and then April 20th, live hip-hop show in Spokane, Washington. If you're coming to the jam hole show, we're going to do a live show either way.
Yep.
We're not going to film it. It's not going to be like the 250 app. We're going to still do something big in a place like that. Maybe doing it here, maybe doing it somewhere else. We'll let you guys know when we figure that out. But this is just a little something where, excuse me, we're going to be in Spokane. Looks like a fun thing to do. Bob's there. We'll do some rapping because we'll have the whole FOS crew there. I don't know if they'll be there for the live show because they're not coming down till Tuesday or Monday. So
yeah.
It'll just be us there. We'll do some falfing. We'll do That's some fine. Drinking. We'll do some smoking. It'll just be a good time. So, like I said, email info@thejamhole.com if you're coming and let us know, and we'll give you the info. We'll give you our phone number, all that kind of shit. And, yeah, it'll be fucking party hardy, Dana's birthday.
Fuck yeah.
So you got this email today?
I did. I got it today. And I got it when I came home. I got it at 12:22 p.m.
I was going to say, I didn't get this one, so this wasn't sent.
It was sent directly to me.
Right,
it
that's why I was going to say. This wasn't sent to info@thejamhole.com.
My personal email is on my Facebook, so if you ever want to get a hold of me and just me, my personal email is on my Facebook. If you're my friend there, you'll know where to fucking find it.
Just like if you want to get a hold of just me, if you want to hook up, you know, like a little, you want to come suck my dick or something like that on the download. Email, you know, me. You'll find it. Don't send that to info@thejamhole.com.
Nah, because I'll get that too, and I'll probably hunt you down and kill you.
Right.
Anyway, so this is from Tink. She's a listener. She was on there.
That's
on
who
her
that
forms.
Was from?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I thought I liked her. She
I
was
do
cool.
like her, too. Well, that it sucks. Says, hi, Danny. I've been listening to your show pretty much continuously for the last month, and I'm a little peeved. You sound like such a smart, fun girl with a great head on your shoulders, but I can't for the life of me listen to another show where Matt talks shit to you and puts you down or just talks over you the entire show. It's really sad. Not to mention, I've been listening to KATG, and wow, is Matt an idiot.
Wow.
I feel really sorry for you having to put up with such an asshole boyfriend all the time.
Yep.
I just can't take it anymore, so I've deleted my profile on the forums, and I won't be listening to the show anymore. I really hope you find a job and are happy, Danny, because I know that you deserve it. Unfortunately, you are being held down by Matt. Sorry if this email comes off hurtful, but I'm just giving you my opinion on what I hear on the show every time I listen to it. I would love to keep in touch with you, so hopefully I will hear back from you soon. Take care, Tink.
Did you say no? Either listen to the show or fuck off.
No, I emailed her back, and you know it's fine. I
do
understand.
I put you down, really?
Yeah, you do.
When we're fucking kidding, though.
Yeah, but
do I need to point that out when that's a joke now?
Well, sometimes it gets on my nerves, and obviously people see it.
Of course,
so,
but
and they're gonna hear it.
And the same thing goes the other way.
Do you want me to read what I wrote back?
Sure. Did you write back?
Yeah, I did. I said, it's cool. I've heard it all before. We have a very love-hate thing going on, but I dig it. I love Matt even when he's an idiot because I know he's not like that all the time. He can be very sweet and charming. But about the whole KATG thing, I've spoken with Keith, and we are cool. I asked him not to bash me and the show. I really don't care if he hates on Matt, but leaves me and the show out of it.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Matt really doesn't understand that sometimes his humor is not taken the way he intends it. I'm sorry you have decided to stop listening. It always sucks to lose a fan, but you seem pretty cool. I'll keep you in my contacts, and we can keep in touch. Danny.
Right on.
So, you know, I'm sure that after a little while, that she'd probably come back around.
And honestly, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah,
you can't make everyone happy all the time.
Yeah,
I've
it's not
come
a big
to that
deal.
Realization a long time ago.
It's not a real big deal. You know, some people have different views of stuff, and that's to be expected, and it's absolutely fine. Yeah, we put each other down all the time, constantly. We feed off each other. Like I said, the whole love-hate thing.
Yeah, Ian Daddy
we
Bones says
off of each other.
Half empty, half full. And
what do you want, Amham?
Burger says, Matt's first hate mail? No, I've gotten many hate mails. Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. Holla.
Kaboom.
Kaboom.
Kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. My name is Red Fox.
Oh,
what
it's
up, Red?
Amham.
What's going on, man?
No, please, I'm going to do something I've never done before, and you are not going to expect what I'm about to do. I'm going to tell you the way things are here in my house. It's very much the same with you and I. Here's my kitty. She's live, and she hates me.
Now,
hate you, hate me.
Now, what did you do to win that hatred?
I want you guys to trip out just one second because my kitty, my wife, hates me for doing my podcast. Ooh. And every time I look at Dana,
what?
Every time I look at Dana, I look at her and I'm like, fuck. This woman hates what you do, man. She hates what you do.
I get that feeling sometimes, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
But then you know what I do? Then you know what I do?
What?
I fucking rap battle her, and I put her down. And if she gets up, I come at her with verse two. I'm like, what's up, bitch? That's how I do.
All right. It's like, I'm going to sleep. You fucking leave me alone.
Are you hearing this?
Whoa.
Oh,
is that
my
Kitty?
Best friend, my wife.
Is that Kitty?
She is fucking with me right now. She hates this whole show, podcast, fucking bullshit. She hates this shit.
Why?
Do you blame her?
And I think Dana hates the fucking shit out of you being such an asshole, Matt. Being such an asshole all the fucking time to her. What's up with that?
Would it make you feel better if I told you that it was all just a ploy?
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Ah!
No, it's not. You know it's not. You get off. You get off on the attention. That's why you rap. That's why you do all the things you do. Because you love the fucking attention. But you're missing. You're missing one thing.
I'm missing my fucking weed.
The attention from your best friend who's sitting right next to you with a hat on.
Not the cat.
You're missing the attention, man.
Sorry, I totally had a fat fucking bowl and I just dropped it somewhere and I don't know where it went. Fuck.
You know, you're a stoner. That's what you do. You get high. You don't want to deal with the fucking reality. There is your best friend. There is your best friend. Her name is Dana. And she loves you, man. She fucking loves you. You know?
I do love him very much. It's hard to some days.
He's a fucking good guy. Come on, we all love him.
Not all of us,
right?
Love.
Fuck me.
Not all of us, of course. Keith Malley couldn't give a shit about this guy. So I hear.
What do you do, you know?
Just load another bowl and we'll find that one after the show.
I want
Christ's
that
sake.
Bowl, though, damn it.
It's going to have cat hair in it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Just load another one.
Anyways.
Fuck.
Nonetheless, I do have a topic. If I can focus for just one moment, I just want to ask one question, if I may. The demo, Dana, Matt, please.
Yes.
Girl fights online. That's really weird to me.
Okay, Cupid?
No. I mean, girl fights.
Oh, girl fights.
Chick fight.
I thought you said online. I thought you said girl sights.
Oh, yeah. Girls tights.
So what about
them? You tight. Be tight. We all tight.
Are you rapping?
No, girl fight.
Did you just rap at me?
Why, Dana? Why? Why are you hating Ames B?
I don't hate Ames B. We just have different personalities, that's all. Not a big deal.
Okay. So, because she said to me, and I tell you one thing.
Oh,
like
shit.
Oh, shit, son. Oh,
here it comes,
son.
She said that you don't like reality very much because she says things to you, and you respond back like you're not going to fucking deal with it. You know, I don't want to hear what you have to say, even though she's a listener, and she's a fan of the demo. She's a fan of yours, you know, because she listens all the time, and she responds to you. But you just, like, get back at her, like, fuck you.
Well, it all started with something a while back. I don't even remember what it was, but we were
totally
cool before. Yeah, I think it was the whole blowjob argument.
It's because she took my side with it and said, just suck a fucking dick every now and then.
And
you were like,
the,
fuck that.
It was the whole moving to Florida thing, too, that kind of upset her.
That's what it was.
That's what
also
really set it off. And we just haven't been the greatest of, you know, we just haven't really clicked since then, and it's not a big deal. And the only times I ever really, like, blow her off and don't want to listen is just...
I'll tell you one thing, and I've been in this game of podcasting for a little while. People hate me, mostly, and I love that people hate me because that means they care.
That means they know about you.
Please, Dana, no, honey, please. God, you're getting so fucking excited. Come on. Dina.
What?
This is your show.
Yes.
This is your show. Be above that. Be above that.
That's why I pull it off, and I don't listen to it.
Be nice to anyone who disagrees with you.
That's right.
At all times.
And fuck the rest of them, right?
Exactly. Fuck everyone.
And fuck me, I cannot find that bowl for the life of me. All right, well, thanks for the call, dude. We got some stories to get through, and I got a bowl of weed to find.
God.
Thank you, Matt.
We're going to have to rap battle one.
No problem, man.
I fucking dig you guys.
Hey,
I love the damn hole.
I love you, Ham.
Fuck yeah, I dig you, man. Like a fucking ditch.
Thanks. Good night.
Peace out.
Good night.
The great Amham, everyone.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with Ames B, dude. We just—it's just, like everybody else in the world. Some people just don't click. It's not a big deal
with anybody except the bowl of weed I just lost.
She's probably a really cool person. Just I don't know, not the. I don't know. We just
I'm
don't
probably
click. That's
sitting
all.
On it.
You probably will you? Will you just leave it?
That is gonna bug the fuck out of me.
We will find it after the show.
Promise.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So.
Anyways.
The hoe wrangler.
I'm sorry, Amesby, if I made you feel like I hate you. I do not hate you. You are a very valued listener to our show. I appreciate,
every listener,
appreciate you very much for your criticism, for your comments, for your input.
Ian Daddy Bones says, did the cat eat the weed? If you look at camera one, the cat may very well have eaten the weed. So. All right. Well. I appreciate that. And yeah, we don't hate nobody, really.
No, I hate you.
Well, I hate you, but you're a bitch, so that's
just
how it
goes. Amham says you're a dick to me.
Well, yeah, I am addicted to you because you're my girlfriend.
I said a dick.
I am addicted to you.
Me. A dick, like a penis.
I can't live without you. That's how addicted I am of you.
I hate you so much right now.
All right. Well, we got some protesters out in the Tampa area. Do you know what it is they're protesting?
Abortions.
OxyContin.
Damn.
You know what they're protesting?
OxyContin.
That they're not getting enough. No, they're protesting that OxyContin is too strong.
What?
Which is funny, because I was out there protesting, like, bring the 160s back, man. These 80s are pussy shit. Fuck, dude.
Jesus Christ, man. Bring back the fucking, the methadone wafers, man. Bring back
those. Are still there, but different drugs.
No, they're not.
Anyway,
they won't bring out, no.
Yes,
they will. Ones that you can break into four pieces, the
fucking
wafers.
Yes, I know what the wafers are. Thank you, junkie. So.
I don't think they're still out there. I haven't seen them.
They are. Trust me. Tampa. Dozens stood in protest on Thursday to push for a ban on OxyContin, a powerful prescription drug. Did you realize what the ramifications would be if they banned Oxys? Do you know how many junkies out there would just fucking go on killing sprees?
Yeah.
I'm talking like GTA 3, full 3D
flamethrower. The fentanyl sales would go way up.
Oh my God, dude. That would just destroy the economy. And Berger says also that they're making it so you can't shoot it. They are. Purdue is working on a new formula. We talked about this a long time ago. That is going to be no good for people that shoot it.
Some geek will definitely find out a way cook it down and make it shootable.
With you know, a little chemistry kit, you can pretty much extract anything from anything.
You can even freebase OxyContin.
Yeah, that's
retarded. No, I mean, not like the way you're thinking.
Okay.
No, you fucking crush it up, mix, what is it, baking soda with it.
Thank you for teaching our listeners how to
throw it in your thing of ice and it balls up and then you take that out and you smoke the rock. It's just the same as cooking crack. Exactly the same.
And there's one to grow on.
Ta-da!
So, though the cause is common, each protester has their own individual reasons. What would you say the most popular reasoning is?
No idea.
I have a child that may be OD'd because he didn't know what he was doing because I, being the parent, failed at my job.
You know what? They all say on the bottle, keep out of reach of children.
Of your retarded ass teenagers.
And why wasn't the fucking childproof cap closed?
Well, childproof cap doesn't do much for teenagers.
Oh.
I mean, unless they're dumb. But.
No, this teen. Okay, how old was the teenager?
Well, Gail Graves, she says she lost her son, Justin, to addiction on Halloween of 07. Quote, I know he struggled. I know that's not how he wanted to be. Really? He wanted to be fucking high, and then that got out of control.
And alive.
And then that was the end of that. So now she is driven from Wisconsin to stand with others in the same situation and protest the powerful drug. That's just like the whole gun thing. People are like, guns kill people. It's like, well, no, the people holding the guns
do.
The drugs didn't kill your son. Your son being poorly educated on how to do the drugs or just doing them in general is what killed him.
Or maybe you had your OxyContin in an aspirin bottle because you're an asshole.
Or that. But more times than not, that's not how it goes. But yeah, it's just... There's so many other ways to go about it, and then as soon as somebody dies, it's like, oh, it's the drug's fault. Like, yeah. No, then why aren't we banning alcohol? How many people die from that all the time? Like,
right.
This is, I mean, I get that this is way more addictive, but
see, if this story were anything to do with, like, me, it would totally be my fault, because I am one of those assholes that does put every kind of pill in one bottle. I don't like carrying around, like, 20 different prescriptions. Like, when I had to go for my surgery and stuff, or no, before I met you, like, right before I met you, I had fucking Dilaudid out the ass. Mm-hmm. I had Percocet. I had morphine. I had all sorts of shit and anti-inflammatories or whatever. And I would take, like, six of each and throw them all in
that
one bottle. And then I would go out. And I'd have
like,
this one bottle in my pocket.
Out. Like,
no,
lights
no,
out.
Like,
then
no.
I go, lights out.
No, like, out to town.
Oh,
but,
right.
But, like, I would have that in my pocket, and if someone asked me for an aspirin or something, I'd have to, like, dump out this bottle of fucking narcotic fucking Skittles, my whole multicolored galaxy
That's
of uppers,
horrible.
Downers, laughers, and screamers into my hand.
Woo!
And a half pint of ether. Anyway. But, no, like... You know,
wow,
I'd have to, like, pick
obscure
out
movie reference much.
Love that movie.
Love that
did
reference.
Did you see what God just did to us? God didn't do it. You did it. What are you doing?
I did it. Not looking for that weed I dropped. I'll tell you what I'm not doing. So,
fucking narcotics agent. I knew it.
But yeah, it's retarded that you can't blame the drug. Blame the fact that you didn't raise your kid right, or that, you know, your kid was just a retard. But so, quote, doctors are over prescribing medication for minor pain and they're getting innocent people addicted. Yeah, too many people's children, other family members are dying, explained Teresa Miller, whose son was also addicted to oxys. It's fine, I probably ate it and just don't know it.
We'll find it. We'll have to move that chair.
Though no one denies the pain these parents have felt, some do deny that OxyContin is directly responsible, like Matt of the Jam Hole and probably other people. In fact, many doctors say for patients who use it properly, OxyContin makes their lives livable again. And hey, if you're a junkie using responsibly, it makes your weekends fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking awesome. Quote, Oxy is a very effective pain med, and it can be used safely when used for the right people, the right patients, of course. And granted, there's tons of doctors making massive amounts of money, you know, running prescriptions through, selling them, all that kind of shit. So you're always going to have good people with the bad people, but that's like with anything, you know. You can't just say,
yeah,
it's this one drug. What about Dilaudid, for instance? That's stronger
Love
than Oxy.
It.
Fucking hydromorphone is way stronger than oxycodone on the
really?
The
scheme
of things.
Because that doesn't make me nearly as sick as OxyContin does.
Yeah, it's way stronger. Dilaudid is
dude,
pure. Yeah, dude. I'm not even gonna get into
that doctor that I
it,
had. Oh
yes,
my god!
Is.
Back in before I met you, I had this doctor. He was fucking crazy. I came out of one of the procedures they had to do, and they had given me Dilaudid while I was in there. And he's like, "Well, since that works so well for you while you're in there, he's like, I'm just gonna prescribe it to you." And I was like, "Okay." I figured he was just gonna prescribe me like 20 Dilaudid 2s, you know. He prescribed me 100 Dilaudid 4s. I was like, ah!
And then they're
so
gone, and you're
up.
Like,
ugh.
I
no,
hate my
I didn't realize that the only thing keeping me from vomiting at the time in the hospital was the anti-nauseous drug shit.
It's called fenugreek.
Right.
Yes.
So when I would take him, I had to be really careful.
Should have been a pharmacist.
I had to, like, cut him in half and stuff.
Oh, hold on. Doug says, dude, I got pissed. Pause the show. All right. Oh,
okay.
Shut the fuck up, Doug. Get the fuck out of here. So, Dr. Shikwat Chowdhury is an anesthesiologist and has practiced pain management in Tampa for more than 15 years. He says for many abusers, the specific drug is not the problem. And that's true. These people will abuse or OD on anything. It's not just Oxy. It just happens to be that that's what already had a class action lawsuit. That's what's already in the news. So... they just lump it all in, and now any prescription painkiller that's an opiate, it's automatically Oxy. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. That's just the name for it now.
That's
and
stupid.
That's fucked up, but it's stupid. And regardless, people have abused drugs since the beginning of time, and they will abuse drugs until the end of time. That's just how it is. You've made society so horrible that we will do anything to get fucked up and high and forget about our shitty lives. So thanks you know for that. Quote, who knows, after a few years, something else will come up. But it's not only the medicine, but the abuse that's going on in the community. We need to stop that, explained the doctor. And it is. The root of the problem is not the pills. The root of the problem is the people doing the pills to such an extent that, excuse my disgusting face, they end up killing themselves.
Charlie Clown has a good point. I want to lick those frogs that make you trip.
Yeah, no, you don't.
At least that's not a pharmaceutical.
Right, it is, though. But
it's like, so, let's ban all these frogs. They killed my son. He had a bad trip.
Yeah, right? Like, my daughter was killed in a car accident. Ban all the cars. That's it. Everyone,
ban
take,
it.
Take trains or walk or bicycles.
We'll get horse-driven buggies.
Actually, my son was killed on a bicycle. Ban all the cars and the bicycles.
Right.
Can we take trains? Well, no, actually, my cat was hit by a train. Ban all the trains.
I'm getting a Vespa. Fuck it.
I'm getting a raging clue right now. Okay. But you can't go around banning things that retarded people. You can't go...
Oh, I'm getting a raging clue right now.
Which way is your clue pointing? So you can't just ban dumb shit like this. You gotta make the people realize that, look, there's dangerous shit out there. It's a cold world. That's just how it is. So
Sibler,
if you're not,
says, I just shot clue glue.
Clue glue all over my face. But what was I saying? Yeah, it's whatever. Just deal with it. Both parties seem to agree on is that overprescribing may be a problem. Dr. Chowdhury says perhaps not every doctor should be allowed to prescribe such powerful drugs. How about this? How about you put a limit, or even don't, whatever. But here's an idea. You put a limit on the amount of opiate-dependent people a doctor can prescribe to, not on the amount of people he can prescribe Suboxone to get the people off of it. It seems very backwards that you can get a billion people hooked on Oxys, but only 100 people, you can give them the Suboxone to help get their lives back in order. That's totally fucked up. So why don't we start there and fix that problem? And then maybe see what's next.
Well, the people that are prescribed Oxycontin and heavy narcotics like fentanyl and Dilaudid
are the ones selling it on the streets to your fucking kids.
Right, right. But they should definitely be approved as actually needing that drug. Granted, most of them are, but they can handle the pain without
the thing. The thing is, pain's relative, though.
When it comes to money.
We fake that shit all the time. The people I knew gave me notes on how to go to a doctor and get a script for Oxys. And it worked. I fucking did it. And I got my script for like 2 months and then blew them all. But like, it's so easy to do, and that is fucked up. And I agree, the problem that ends up causing is that doctors will either be afraid to prescribe it, so then they just will say no, fuck everybody, or they prescribe it, you know, just to anyone.
How do you do that? Like, what exactly do you have to do? I'm curious because that's got to be so specific to where you can only be prescribed.
Okay, the key is don't try this at home. Here's my disclaimer. Fuck y'all. The key is lower back pain. There's so many different things that could cause lower back pain. Not all of them will show up on X-rays. Also, don't have health insurance. If you go in, I have lower back pain, I don't have health insurance, they're going to skip a lot of the things that they normally wouldn't. I can't afford an MRI. I can't afford a CAT scan. I can't afford X-rays even. I just need something to get my life back on track. You can't go in there and be like, I just need pain pills. Now, when you go in there, lower back pain, I'm allergic to acetaminophen, because that right there will eliminate Percocet, Percodan, anything with APAP in it. So you won't get the lower tabs. You say morphine gives me a burning crunch glass feeling in my stomach. Yeah. That's an allergic reaction to morphine. That rules that out. Their only other option is to say, go fuck yourself, or here's the Oxys. 9 times out of 10, here's the Oxys. And that's how you do it.
Really? Like, they're not going to suggest Dilaudid or anything else like that?
Well, either that's fine too. But you look at...
it's going to give you the option of the heavier classification of drugs.
Yeah, Galactor, call in if you can. But he's got a good point. He says, my dad has to deal with this stuff as a doctor. He has to watch his patients. Some have little tics that make it obvious. And yeah, if you go in demonstrating any kind of drug-seeking behavior, yeah, they will immediately. They know. They know what to look for. So you got to play it cool. You almost have to make it as if it was their idea. You can't just roll in there and be like, I need a script of oxys. I have lower back pain. I'm allergic to APAP. That's it.
Now, I saw something written by a doctor not too long ago that was actually really fucking cool and informative. He's like, look, I'm a doctor. I work. And I am... he's like, I will give you the prescriptions you need if you, you know, if you have the right symptoms or whatever. He's like, this is how you get what you want from me so I don't waste time on you. You know, he doesn't want to waste time on people that really don't need it when he could be spending time
exactly
on someone who does
and
need
some
it.
Doctors,
and he wrote an entire thing on what to go in and what to say to these people and what to do and whatever to get specific things.
Yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole. Holla.
Hey, I don't know how good my connection is. So if I drop out, I'm sorry.
No worries. Okay. We got you loud and clear. What's up, Galactor?
Yeah, my dad deals with kind of crap all the time. You gotta watch for like the little ticks in the people, and a lot of them, if they come in, and it's pretty clear when someone's not actually like going through a lot of pain.
Right.
Like you can really tell with certain people. If someone just shows up and they're like complaining about a lot of like back pain, then it's pretty obvious like what they're trying to get at.
Yeah, exactly. And I've even seen some people go to the lengths of like, you know, taking a hammer to a finger or pulling a tooth out and stuff like that. But as far as you're just normal people going to doctors, generally back pain is a safe bet because, like I said, it doesn't always show up in x-rays and it's all relative. What one person can deal with as a 3 on the scale of pain, someone else is like an 8. And then, you know, you also have the drug seeking behavior and all that. So what kind of doctor is your father?
Adult primary care, internal medicine.
Oh, okay, so just normal physician. He's not like a pain specialist?
No.
But does he deal with that quite a bit with people just trying to get prescriptions for painkillers?
He gets the occasional person. I mean, he doesn't get a whole ton. We're not really in an area where we have to deal with a lot of that stuff.
Where are you guys at? What's the region?
About an hour outside of D.C.
Oh, okay, so in...
I don't know if you know where Fredericksburg is, but...
You're in Virginia, though.
Yeah, in Virginia.
Now, see, another thing, in places like Virginia, D.C., stuff like that, there's so much heroin there that the people... it's easier to just go buy heroin off the street than it is to go to a doctor, then go get a script, then go get it filled, you know? So it all depends on the locale, also.
Yeah.
But it's pretty crazy, and like I said, we've watched it even since we started this jam hole thing, that how out of control it's gotten. Even since I got out of it, it's just blown up, and I see kids my brother's age getting into it, and I'm like, oh man, that's not a path you want to walk down. So, well, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, we'll start. Keep it up, man.
Word. Holla back. Galactor, everyone, how would you rate this qual quality? The fuck out of here, Skype. So, yeah, pretty crazy shit. But like I said, you know, banning the drug is going to do absolutely nothing. You ban OxyContin, everyone gets Dilaudid. You ban Dilaudid, everyone gets Opana. You ban Opana, everyone gets fentanyl powder. It never ends. And by doing that, you end up making life worse for the people that legitimately need it. Granted, a lot of those people are selling their shit anyway, but there's nothing you can do about it, you know?
Yeah.
It's people... in general, we like getting fucked up. We like changing our consciousness.
That's why we have alcohol. That's why we have bars that serve alcohol and jello shots and pour liquor down bitches' throats to give them the courage to dance
exactly.
in front of people.
It's all just we
you
like
want
to party.
An augmented sense of reality.
We like
you
to party.
Want that.
So these people, though, they're still saying the protesters believe the pill is just too powerful and doesn't belong on the market at all. And that's, like I said, it's not even the strongest one. So what the fuck?
No.
You're just saying that because...
You go after, like, fentanyl.
Yeah.
You know?
That's, it's stupid. I mean.
Dude, could you, I mean, think about it, though. The fentanyl lollipops, that could easily be mistaken as a regular lollipop to a kid.
I don't think we're talking about, oops, I accidentally ate these thinking it was something else. It's just doctors selling too much of it, kids knowing what they are, but just taking too much, you know?
Yeah.
What one person can take and be just fine will OD another person. That it's just how it is. It's the nature of the beast.
Well, it's like,
I would rather have them doing pills than actual heroin, because with the pills, you know, an 80 milligram pill is an 80. If you get a 10 sack of heroin, it could be an 80. It could be two 80s. It could be five. You know, like the quality varies. At least with this, you know what you're getting. But
it's like,
I wouldn't do it either way, kids. Just take it from me. Just don't do drugs.
When I was in Florida and I was heavy on a bunch of stuff, I was doing a bunch of coke. I was, you know, taking a lot of Oxy. I was taking just a lot of everything I can get my hands on. And I was mixing Zanny bars
with my coke. And that's the thing you do when you're kids.
Yeah, it was whatever. It was what it was. But basically, this one night, I was drunk with a couple of friends. I was doing coke. And we had Oxy, and I was like, sweet, I'm going to get fucking high. And a friend of mine had an Oxy 30, and I was like, sweet, I'm going to take that. So I took that, and then the other dude was like, hey, let's crush up this Oxy with our coke and do that. And I'm like, all right, cool. Well, I thought it was another 30, so I thought I could handle that, and it's not a big deal, right? Which I would have been able to. And at that point, I weighed just about as much as I do now, just the same body build and all that. My structure and my tolerance can't handle an Oxy 80. Like, that's just...
Nope.
No, for me.
And not many people can. That's something you got to work yourself up to.
Yeah, I can take about half of an 80, and I'm fucking high as a kite and on the verge of vomiting.
Yep.
But...
I've seen that.
So, I was drunk, already doing a bunch of coke, had crushed up Zanny bars in my coke, ate an Oxy 30... And then we got to crush up an Oxy in my coke, which
then,
I thought was an Oxy 30. No. I snorted this line fucking 15 minutes later. I black out, hit the fucking corner of a coffee table, bust my head open, and I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
And I wake up 4 hours later in a hospital room with a tube down my throat. It was an Oxy 80.
That'll do
and
it.
And I snorted the whole thing, plus a shit ton of coke.
That a girl.
I OD'd. Like, I OD'd hardcore.
That's weird. I never OD'd, ever.
I have
in
a
my
scar on the
so.
Back of my head behind my ear where my head was busted open. I had a severe concussion.
Doug says, and a sore asshole.
Yeah, no.
From the bills.
I'm glad I had good friends.
From the hospital bills, I bet your ass was
down
sore.
Down there, no. You don't get billed like you do up here. You don't get fucking chased like you do up here with hospital bills.
Really?
They
just... Pay us when you can, and if not, fuck us.
They can't come after you.
Really?
They can send you bills and stuff, but they cannot garnish your wages.
Really? So that's a state-to-state thing, then?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Definitely a state-to-state thing. When I heard about it up here, I was like, that's fucking stupid.
Charlie Clown says, I took an Oxy once and passed out at work doing tech support on the phone. I took... Back when I was smoking fentanyl patches, I would smoke a little bit on my way to work, and I remember this one morning, I was smoking some, and I was kind of starting to get the nod, so I smoke a little more, and I totally blacked out as I was driving, and then woke up, like, I don't know, not even a mile down the road, just like,
whoa,
huh. Like, just went to work, passing out at the keyboard.
But no,
go in the bathroom and smoke some more and fall asleep in the bathroom and then come back out and go out to the car and fall asleep in the car. It was a horrible time in my life, let me tell you.
I don't know. After that, dude, like, I'm glad I had, you know, at least two good friends there at the time that were like, dude, I know we fucked up. I know that we're fucked up. She's fucked up, but we need to get her to a hospital and stuff. I'm glad that they were able to do that. And, you know, basically save my fucking life.
Some people would just be like, sorry, tough shit, and
let
leave
me OD
you.
On the floor. Thanks.
We're on probation. We can't be doing this.
Well, the thing is I hit my head so fucking hard on a corner of a coffee table that my head was, like, hemorrhaging. So, one, that's not good. Two, I'm
OD. So you were, like, full-on bleeding and shit then?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There was, like, a puddle of blood on the floor.
Doug says that's why she wants to go back to Florida.
No, not at all, actually.
Fuck you, Doug!
I don't really talk to too many of those people anymore. But anyway,
That's probably for the best.
It took me years to even, like, mess with pills. Like, I wouldn't even, I'd just be like, no, if I don't know it and I don't see it, I don't know what it is, I'm not fucking with it. And
that motherfucker, Lyrical,
yeah,
when he was here, we were recording some tracks.
Did you just use all my lighters?
Just fucking around. He took both of my brand new fucking lighters. All I have now is a Zippo. I ain't smoking weed with a Zippo. I killed your lighter in the last two nights. And this other one is dead.
We so after fucking, the show, we're going to the gas station.
Pretty fucking much. You're going. Well, yeah, I have to go because your car's not here.
Yeah, because so, I need a lighter and you just killed mine.
Doug says, Matt needs a light. Could you see that? Fuck me. Anyway, yeah, let's get through this. I got a couple more stories before we call it a night here. So, yeah, they're just saying that it's too strong. It shouldn't be out there. They say they may have lost their own children, but they'll continue their fight in hopes someone else might be spared the pain. Quote, an innocent child taking a pill and dying, that pain can never, you just never recover from it. Especially because it was probably
your
pills that the kid took. So, yeah, no shit, you feel bad. In a statement, Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin, said, quote, prescription drug abuse is a serious health problem involving many types of medications. Banning any one FDA-approved medication will not solve the prescription drug abuse problem. Very well put, Purdue Pharma. Very well put.
Very well.
If OxyContin tablets were unavailable, drug dealers and abusers would simply turn to other pain medications, licit and illicit. Which is exactly what the fuck we just said. Thank you, Purdue Pharma.
Fucking A.
Well, you want to know what else can kill your children if you're not careful?
Me.
A little thing I like to call exorcism. Oh. You ever heard of exorcisms?
Yeah.
Do you remember back in the 20s when we used to exercise? when we used to perform and get performed on exorcisms?
Yeah, no.
Well, a 14-year-old girl has died after a neighbor and the local pastor tried to treat her convulsions with an exorcism at a church.
So, did she have like Tourette's or something?
She's not having a seizure because of low blood sugar. That bitch is straight up possessed by a demon.
No, don't give her a candy bar. That's
no,
just the devil speaking.
Don't give her insulin. That's just going to feed the devil. We need a good old-fashioned exorcism.
Oh,
St. Gita Persuad began to have convulsions as she was drinking tea for breakfast at her grandmother's home in Canal Number 2, a farming village west of the capital of Guyana. The grandmother told the News and the Chronicle. She said the neighbors arrived to help, and a local pastor convinced them she was suffering from demonic possession.
Yeah, Lactose
and dominoes. My throat's still
kind of sore. She's probably ODing on sugar.
Probably. After trying to cast out the demons at her home, the grandmother and other witnesses told the newspapers, neighbors carried her to a church where the pastor and aides rubbed or pounded on her stomach and had her drink lime juice. Demons out! Now drink this.
Pounded on her stomach? That doesn't sound very fun.
Like, ba, 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 boom, ba, boom.
How old was the girl?
14 years old.
Oh, wow.
Now, in a world, in a reality, if you will, Charlie Cloud says, Matt's been going through puberty all night. I know. My voice is still fucked up. It's from all the screaming and yelling last Thursday. I'll be better by this Thursday, hopefully. So, like I was saying, in a reality where God exists, it is right up our alley to believe that, you know, demons exist as well and that they can possess our bodies, right?
Sure.
That makes sense in a world where I believe in God, the Father, Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, our Lord, who...
That guy.
Whatever.
Anyway.
That thing. So, that's cool. That should be acceptable.
Right.
Right. Okay. So, she was finally taken to a hospital where she died. results from a preliminary autopsy were inconclusive and no one has been charged, but West said the police are going to investigate. It was not clear why the girl was not taken to a doctor earlier. Like, they see shaking. A doctor's like, oh, yeah, duh, that's a seizure because of this. They're like, it's the devil! You've been naughty! Check her twat. Is she a virgin? Nope! I knew it! She's possessed by the lords, devils, and the demons of hell! Gonna have to exercise her. Then we'll throw her ass on a treadmill. Could you imagine being possessed by
Doug
the devil?
Doug says, I want to possess Danny's body.
Fucking
and then
right.
Charlie Clown says, if you do, can you walk it over here for a $24 lap dance?
Oh, God. And then when you're done, can you come over here and suck this dick? Yes.
Oh, God.
So the pastor presided over the girl's funeral on Thursday as the child's mother, father, and other relatives shouted accusations at one another and at the preacher. Now, is that weird? You have the preacher who performed the exorcism,
yeah,
and then she died, be the guy that's saying the final words. Like, that's not right.
No.
It was said the pastor disputed news accounts of what had occurred, but did not say which parts he felt were inaccurate. Like, all
like,
of them?
Yeah.
Like, the whole
fucking...
Like,
the not taking her to the doctor part?
Yeah, maybe. Oh, I'm sorry, she's having an allergic reaction. To demons! Oh,
God. Oh.
Now pay me $100 and I'll exorcise them for you. The newspaper said the girl had been living with her grandmother in a one-bedroom house, and her parents were separated.
Is that it for that story?
You gotta keep them separated. Bow, bow, fucking bow, bow, fucking
so,
bow. What?
Speaking of...
Please. Exorcism?
No.
Exercising?
Speaking of God stuff.
Oh, right, right.
Demons and shit.
Mm-hmm.
We went to see a movie last night.
What? Who did?
You and I.
Did we?
Was it last night or the night before?
It wasn't last night.
Oh, Saturday night.
What'd we go see?
Clash of the Titans.
Jesus.
I had to think about it for a minute.
Okay, in fucking 3D.
Yes, in 3D.
Fuck yeah. You know what 3D stands for? More dollars. Dollar, dollar, dollar. Because it's like $25 for
Charlie
two tickets.
Charlie Clown knows what's up. Medusa was hot.
Mm-hmm.
I think so too, dude. I think she was still
Fuck
fucking
yeah.
hot.
Fuck yeah.
I think her and the stick dude should have got together.
I would totally let her just tickle my asshole with her big, long, sneaky body. Just like...
She was fucking cool looking. No, but what'd you think about that movie, dude?
I wasn't thrilled about paying $25 for another pair of 3D glasses. I have like 8 fucking pairs of these things. That's 16 3D glasses, and I'm getting a little tired of it. Like, that's out of control, dude.
Yeah.
2D, it's like fucking, you know, $15. 3D, it's like $25. It was retarded.
So what did you think about the movie,
Wendy's
though,
and the movie? That was like a $50 date.
That was gay.
It was all right. It was a little long, but
I started
see,
to fall asleep in the middle
of it. Oh, that's what I was going to mention. This weed, like, just makes me pass the fuck out. It's so crazy, dude. It's like not even that it's like super good, because I've had really good weed that I'm cool and I'm doing shit. I smoke this weed and within like an hour, I'm fucking snoring. And I don't even notice it, dude. I'm like watching fucking Lost. And next thing I know, I'm like waking up and it's a black screen like it ended. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that Some time I fell asleep with you. I remember that.
Yeah, totally.
We totally napped together.
Yeah, no.
Cute and stuff on the couch.
Doug says, give the glasses away in another contest. Autographed jam hole glasses. They're just those little shitty, real 3D black fucking...
Yeah.
They're like the old 80s cool sunglasses, but they're 3D. That's what... They're retarded. But yeah, mm-hmm. If you guys want them, fuck. Just send them to you.
But anyway, no, I really liked that movie.
See, I
thought it was awesome.
I really liked it because I've always been into Greek mythology.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Like when I was in 8th grade and 9th grade.
Like if there
grade.
Are gods, that would be really fucking cool.
Yeah, in school, going to like
Make
Christian
it
school.
Make it interesting so I want to get into it. Not like, oh, is this
Don't
one dude.
Don't bore me
and,
to death with
yeah.
this one boring, jealous, pissed off dickhead
I want
god.
A fucking god like Zeus who tricks his brother and casts him to the underworld to live a fucking
right?
painful
and is fucking
death
everything
or-
with a pussy.
Yes!
God or not.
Yes.
Doesn't matter. I'm Zeus. I'll fuck you.
I want a mean bitch like Aphrodite to get mad because some other bitch is hotter than her and turn her into a snake thing.
Fuck yeah.
That is
snake
cool.
Things.
I want a Kraken thing ran by Hades, birthed from Hades' flesh himself to like come and eat people.
And you know, that's why I was telling you that the whole Greek pantheon is in those that Webmage quadrilogy. you don't really get into like the whole Greek god side of his family. It's mostly the fates and everything till like the third book, but it's really cool like how they paint the picture of Zeus and the Pantheon in modern day times with computers and shit, and they're all like running the universe on a computer web. It's fucking nuts. But yeah, I liked it just because I really like Greek mythology, so I don't know.
Yeah, I loved it, dude.
It was done well. The 3D, I was like...
I would have been just as happy seeing it in 2D.
We could have just watched this at home, but it wasn't as... I think 3D needs to be reserved for... Like, now they're going to start doing every movie in 3D, and it'll be, like, one shot of a plane just to use the 3D, and then that's it. Like, calm down. You don't need every fucking movie done in 3D, but...
Some of them makes it kind of nice.
If it came down to saving, you know, $15 or $10, I would just rather see 2D. But it was a cool movie, whatever.
So, we also saw a preview for a pretty cool movie.
Did we? I don't even remember that.
Iron Man, the second one.
Yeah, that's been... Tron 2 is what I'm excited for.
Yeah, Tron, yeah.
Fuck, dude. I have to play the Tron 2.0 game on the computer just to, like, tide me over until it's time, dude.
Yeah,
that movie
really
looks so amazing.
For the new Iron Man, dude. I love Robert Downey Jr. He is so hot.
Doug says, my cock is in 3D. Huh.
That's cool.
And somebody said something. Oh, yeah. Galactor said, that's got to be your style. Wear them while you rap. They'll be awesome. The 3D glasses. I'll just go up there and wrap it with 3D glasses on.
I'll let you wear my glasses. You can look
I think
nerdy.
I wrote a line about 3D vision. I forget what it was. Maybe I'll use them when I...
Maybe you
can
wear my glasses. You can look all nerdy and shit.
And Nollies Undead says it wasn't shot for 3D. It was added on to cash in. See, maybe that's the difference. If the movie is actually shot in 3D or if it's added after the fact. Like, Clash of the Titans, it was added after the fact and it was shitty.
Like, Avatar was filmed
as 3D. But Avatar was
3D.
Filmed in pure 3D. So
right,
maybe
right.
That's the difference. And that's why it didn't... Because it didn't really pop as much. Even, like, the backgrounds and shit.
Yeah.
It was just kind of flat, and every now and
then... Avatar has kind of set the standard for 3D movies.
Well, yeah, but most of that movie was CG. There's very few real bits, you know? Like, in Clash of the Titans, some of the shit was real. Like, they were on location somewhere. But
Clash of the Titans
right.
was fucking cool,
but
dude.
I'm not excited for anything but Tron 2. Tron, whatever the fuck it's called. That just looks fucking amazing.
Yeah, it does. So. I'm excited for Iron Man.
Well,
really
yeah,
excited
that's,
for that.
I don't know. I like all the comic movies because they're just... It's cool to see it. Anyway, something you may see in a comic movie upcoming, a city cop suffered. This is fucked up. I always think about this when I'm like on the road driving and I see a cop with someone pulled over. Like, they have to be looking at, up the highway and just hoping that someone doesn't do 70 right into their fucking asshole. And just plow them. Like, that's... You're right on the fucking road, dude. And even if you pull over here, they're still out a little ways, you know? So they got an angle on you. But, yeah, this happened on the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway. He pulled over a drunken driver. And then... Got hit by a second drunken driver. Absolutely. Keep drinking. Keep it legal. Juan Diaz, 32, of Queens, who stands just 4'3" and had to use special extenders to reach the pedals of his car, crashed into a taxi cab and then slammed into the cop near the Metropolitan Avenue exit in Brooklyn, 4:30 a.m. Like, you probably just got on shift and you get killed by a fucking midget. That would just piss me off so bad.
Well, you'd be dead.
But I'd be like, how'd you go out? Oh, I got fucking ran over by a drunk midget while I was talking to some other drunk fucking retard.
Yeah, I would just say I was attacked by a midget.
Yeah, Charlie Clown says midgets get drunk too. Doug says Tron 2, seriously? Seriously, dude, that game is
for
fucking
cereal.
Awesome. That game is so fun. I even have light car racers on my fucking droid. Do you remember the networked version? What the fuck was it called? I'm never gonna remember. Anyway, there was just a light cycle version, but you could play it multiplayer over the LAN, so you and your friends could play light cycle. It's so much fun, dude. You get stoned and you sit on high speed and you're just like, theme, 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 theme. It's so fun.
I need to play that.
You need to play that. We'll set up a server here and we'll fucking get down.
Fuck yeah, let's do
so,
that.
So, the cop identified as a 27-year-old assigned to the Manhattan South Task Force was escorting a vehicle to a tow pound when he spotted Hector Herrera Espinosa, 40, of Maryland, driving in a breakneck fashion in an 08 Honda. Quote, he was driving erratically. It was an 08 Honda with the words Honda on it. And on the side said Honda. This is a Honda. I need you all to know, this ride right here, it's a Honda.
Okay.
Doug says, I have the light cycle on my Garmin. Really? Your fucking GPS has a fucking light cycle game? That's pretty awesome.
Wow.
Unless you're a liar, then that's still pretty awesome, but... quote, he was driving erratically, weaving in and out of traffic, cops said. The officer, who has been on the force for 5 years, pulled Espinosa over to the side of the highway and got out of his car. Moments later, an 05 Honda, driven by Diaz, swerved to avoid hitting the cop's car and the confiscated vehicle, driven by the cop's partner, which had also pulled over. Diaz's car hit the yellow cab, spun around, careened toward the young officer, smashing into his legs. The injured cop was rushed to Bellevue Hospital, where he was listed in stable condition yesterday. Espinosa and Diaz both flunked breathalyzer exams at the scene.
Oh, yeah.
You think? And also later at a precinct station house. Both were charged with driving while intoxicated, driving while impaired, and were due to be arraigned last night.
That
sucks, dude. Keep on drinking. Keep on, you know, making people drive to get drunk and then drive back home drunk. That's a
keep
really...
Keep on keeping on, man.
Keep on keeping on, right? It's a beautiful idea. Well, I got one more here that we should probably do before we call it a night here. This
what
one's
you
for
got?
You.
What do you got? You got some dead babies for me? Because that's all I really want to hear about.
Well... I'll just make one up then. Actually,
you know what? I'm very glad
an 8-year-old
there are
boy.
A lot of people dying in this world, but there are still a lot of people being born in this world.
Thank you. Yeah, there is. An 8-year-old boy.
It almost evens out, kind of.
An 8-year-old boy.
Blah, blah, blah.
I need a lighter.
Am I walking
I'm not stoned enough to handle you right now.
I'm not enough to handle you right now.
Shut up. An 8-year-old boy was seriously injured after his head... was run over by a car while playing hide-and-seek in a Hamilton driveway. Okay, now you go hide behind mommy's car. Count to 100. Did DKNY pay us?
Yeah.
Huh.
Paid me my glasses.
Huh.
No, they were like, what do you have in that bag? I'm like, it's not a bag, it's a lens cloth.
Thank you for that.
Stop looking at the damn camera!
I was looking at you.
You were like, staring at the camera, all retarded.
This
Please
is poor,
keep reading.
This is poor parenting.
You are poor parenting.
I am poor parenting. There was the second driveway accident in the city in as many days, and the latest in a string of, quote, stupid and tragic driveway accidents throughout the country. Running over your kid's bicycle, killing the cat, okay. Hitting your dog, I understand. But you just ran over your child's head. Like, he's 8, and his head was under your car tire, and you rolled over him.
I actually have a story to that.
Oh, yeah? Did your head get run over by a car?
No, but my dad's sister did.
Doug says, look at her tits instead.
Oh.
I agree.
That's cool. No, my grandmother, my dad's mom, they had quite a few kids. They had my Uncle Larry, and then they had Sharon, and then they had Wayne, my uncle, and then my dad, and then Ann.
Okay.
Anyway, so Sharon, when they had just Larry and Sharon was, 2 or 3 years old. And my grandfather at the time worked for FPL, Florida Power and Light. So he had one of those huge fucking trucks that work on light poles and all that crap.
Right.
And they had a screen door. And Sharon ended up pushing the door open and crawling out into the driveway. And, you know, I guess all the time my grandmother's like trying to find her. She's like freaking out and shit and didn't realize that she got out. And my grandfather backed into the driveway.
Oops.
And smashed his... 2-3-year-old daughter.
Kill him?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Smash his head?
Her.
Her head?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How pissed were they?
Very.
Like crying and shit?
Oh yeah, dude. That's
charges pressed.
They didn't have another daughter.
Really?
I mean, they have my aunt Am, but that was her sister's daughter. That was actually her niece.
That's
that
crazy.
She adopted. Yeah. So I mean, actually, we have our own graveyard out in Ocala. We have our own piece of land and stuff out there.
Doug says, "Dude, fuck this story." Yeah, thanks for ending the show on a high note, by the way.
No, I just thought it was pretty crazy. I don't know.
That is crazy. The same exact thing happened to you like 50 fucking years ago. How long ago was that?
I have no idea.
How old were you?
I wasn't alive.
Oh,
it was before
okay.
my dad was
so
born.
So like 50 fucking years ago. I was right.
It was
so,
before my uncle was
anyway,
born.
Anyway, yeah, they were playing hide and seek and that was it. He hid behind the car. Somebody drove the car out and drove over his head, they said. This seems to be another stupid, tragic, and completely avoidable incident where people in cars and drives need to be careful in New Zealand.
Charlie Clown says, I feel closer to Danny now. I see the sensitive side. Actually, dude, I really don't care, but it is something I can relate to because my grandfather ran over his daughter.
Have any of you had a family member run over a
it's
another
kind of a
family
cool,
member
thing to have in your history. I mean, the only reason why I even found out is because I went out there for a funeral to our family graveyard.
And Nolly's Undead says, crap, I got kid all over my driveway.
Right.
Do you just like take the cat litter and just like
or just the hose
put hose it off and then throw cat litter on the rest?
But we went out for a funeral or like to visit our graveyard or our family graveyard, like put out flowers and shit. And there was this little tiny fucking cement grave thing without a plaque. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? You know? And my dad was like, that's my sister. And I'm like, what? You don't have a fucking sister besides Anne. That's really your cousin. And
not one that survived.
But yeah, no. And I was like, what the fuck? And that's how I found out the story. And I don't know.
Huh.
Fucking, yeah.
Yeah. And the last thing I just wanted to mention real quick is that in Uganda they are still sacrificing children ritualistically for the sake of their Ugandan religion. So I just thought that was pretty cool. Keep on sacrificing humans for your god.
Woo!
See how that works out. They're I don't even know, dude. Right on, Uganda. Another fucking place on the map of places I'll never fucking go. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. You can guys check it out. I'm done. I'm fucking tired. I got some more video to go through. My voice is hurty. And the feed just crashed.
Woo!
So
you stream gods let us down.
Thank you.
And it's gone, Collector says.
So email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shits is at. You can leave us a message, 406-204-4687. You can check out thejamhole.com/YouTube. There was a little video we got up there. I'll put up a couple more of us rapping in this shit we did on last Thursday. If you want, remember this Thursday night, Grizzly Jacks. We got some out-of-town talent coming down. Gonna rock the fucking show. We'll do a couple songs. Dance contest, of course. Bring your booty. Get ready to boogie. It's gonna be hot all night long.
Make $50.
$50
shaking your butts.
Make $50 shaking your butts. And yeah, we'll talk to you guys Wednesday. Holla.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.